These were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct. This means avoiding even the appearance of problems. This means checking, and if need be, double checking, that the rules have been obeyed.
If long-term fiscal stability is the criterion, it is far better, in my judgment, that the surpluses be lowered by tax reductions than by spending increases.
It has been, we believe, a terrible thing for U.S. taxpayer dollars to be used to promote abortion and to try to pressure developing nations where there is a culture of life, where they have protective legislation protecting unborn children, to try to pressure them to adopt abortion on demand laws.
This is not the way to make abortions more rare. You do not attack family planning programs if your goal is to reduce abortions. You know, this is not fuzzy math to us. This is simple math. You increase contraceptive services, you decrease abortion need.
The deregulation so far has progressed to the wholesale level. Namely, the power suppliers' prices have been deregulated, which means they can charge whatever price that the market will bear. However, on the retail side, utilities, which are the companies like Southern California Edison Company and PG&E, are still prohibited from passing the costs down to the customers.
We're keeping the lights on. We're assuring people that prices will be affordable, and we're making real progress in securing good, well-priced, long-term contracts.
It's a picture of a dreadful landscape of devastation and human misery. In the last few hours, we have seen on Indian television the first television pictures from Bhuj of thousands of people sleeping outside in very cold temperatures, just very scared of aftershocks. Thousands of people are trapped under rubble. It really is a very desperate situation.